Hi, this is Professor Tim Wu from HKUST. So we are working for the robotics for many years. So this is an honor that we are one of the selected projects from the Operation Santa Claus this year. Usually, robotics give an impression for people is for the talent student and also for 10 people. But in this time, we really would like to make the robots for all. Because we believe that no matter what kinds of the knowledge you have, once you have an interest, you have the passion, anyone can drive the robots. So this is why we would like to do the project that we call the Robotics for All. And to break through the perceptions of the robotics, this time we're using the underwater robots as our driving vehicle. From this one, the beneficiary is just like what I say, we have a beneficiary for all. That we include a student from primary school, from primary 4 to the secondary 3. So this is equivalent about grade 4 to grade 9. In some different standard of the education. And the age group is, I think, around 10 to 15, around this one. So this is the range of the group. So in here, they will experience and learn what is the basic knowledge for the STEM education. And also, the student is not only from the talent student. They are come from the main school, and also come from the student, maybe the special education needs, and also every minorities. Because we believe that through this one, everyone can have an equal opportunity to try what is a robot is. And this time we target to, and we could about 40 schools. So each school will be around 4 to 5 students. Probably we will around, hopefully we can reach out about 200 students. So this is a case, let them to taste what is a robot. This is the first step. After this one, we will go furthermore to let them inspire them what is robotics. Maybe there's some other workshop, maybe will be coming later on. So at the same time, we also believe that this is not the education for the youth. This is also education for university students. We invite our students from the university, ask them to train them to form the apprentice to become the mentors. Through the process, the student will also know how to mingle with the primary school and secondary student. At the same time, they will work with a multidisciplinary in our university. For the robot part, they will first of all, we will have about 3-day workshop. So the first day, they will learn the basic and the construction of the robot and do the assembly of the robot and about some science knowledge, engineering knowledge, math, and also technology, we call the STEM education. At the same time, we also have the arts work, they ask them to do, and then this is what the project they do. From the last 2 days, what they are doing that, they will go to the design competition. On the design competition day, we will open up our game rules at that time. So they will try to solve the problem and tackle with the challenge during the day. How can they handle to do the problem solving? So this is a very fun and interesting part to be worked with. But the point is that usually the robot will be moved under the water and finish some of the mission in the water. So they will like to maybe pick up something, maybe go through some path and go through some tunnel. So these are some challenging they will face into. So this is each school will be compete with each other. But one thing we really want to do is promote the inclusive education. So what we will do is on the last mission, about 3 to 5 schools will work together to finish one mission. For those combination from the different school, they will come from the primary school, secondary school, and also the school student with the special education needs. Let them to know how to cooperate, mingle with each other. So this is what we call the iSTEAM education. I is stand for inclusion. STEAM is a science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. The first one, they will gain the respect to the others. Because they will know that no matter how, maybe some of them may have some physical disability, some of them may have an ordinary student, some of them may have some challenging about the study, but they can also enjoy the work and also and understand that at least they will know there are some different people around Hong Kong. So this is what we would like to promote, inclusive education. But besides this one, robotics, they will learn some knowledge about what the robot is. So from the last year, our experience that there are many students, they once they kick their interest in, they are much more interested in the science and technology in this coming years. And I hope that they were looking to get exciting in this part. We believe that they can do that.